A Supreme Court justice from 1949 to 1956, Sherman Minton hailed from Floyd County, and until recently was the only person chosen from Indiana on the nation's highest court. But for many Hoosiers traveling south, he's the name for the Big White Bridge that takes you over the Ohio River to Kentucky.
I mean, I used to ask my students the same thing, you know, do you know who the bridge is named for? Some guy named Minton. I don't know. Who was he?
Linda Guggen and her husband Jim St. Clair both taught at IU Southeast for decades. They wrote a book on Minton, who was born to a poor family in Georgetown in 1890.
To rise to the position that he did, we thought was remarkable and certainly deserved a biographical treatment.
Growing up in poverty had a profound impact on Minton, who worked hard from a young age to support both his family and his goal of continuing his education. In 1911, Minton had enough money to enroll at IU Bloomington, where he was a stellar student-athlete, finding enough time to study law and play on the baseball and football teams.
One of the significant things that happened to him at Indiana University, and that is that he became very close friends with Paul McNutt, who would later be governor and would really launch Minton's political career.
As governor, McNutt chose Minton to head the state's Utility Regulation Commission. Minton used his success there to catapult to a new position in 1935, Democratic senator from Indiana.
There were so many Democrats elected that year, they had trouble seating everybody. And as it turns out, Minton was seated next to Harry Truman. And that was the beginning of, you know, a long friendship.
During his single term in the Senate, Minton became President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's right-hand man in Congress and stumped hard for the president's New Deal programs as a response to the Great Depression.
And I think that's one of the things that he tried to do in his political career is help people who were in similar situations that he experienced.
But the Supreme Court would rule many of the initiatives unconstitutional, which influenced Minton's view of the court and made him the number one senator pushing the president's court packing plan.
He said, "We're not trying to pack the court. It's those nine old men that are packing the court. They won't get off the court." And of course, that was part of Roosevelt's plan, was to get rid of any justice who was over a certain age. And that issue has come up again.
The court packing plan proved unpopular, and Minton lost his bid for re-election in 1940. For his efforts on the New Deal, President Roosevelt appointed Minton to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. About 8 years later, a vacancy opened on the Supreme Court. And sure enough, Minton's old buddy, now President Harry Truman, was in position to fill the seat.
And when they had his hearings, that was the one thing that came up for him, was his partisanship. In the same way, I think, for Barrett, the one thing that's come up for her is her conservatism.
Minton's 7 years on the court were quite conservative compared to his time in the Senate because of his belief in judicial restraint, the idea that judges should take a back seat and avoid making policy. IU Supreme Court expert Beth Kate explains.
Judicial restraint, it was the way he saw the role of the court because he had lived through that New Deal experience in the Senate and watched the court striking down legislation using the Constitution. And so he came onto the court not a fan of that approach.
Kate says Justice Barrett is similar in her belief in judicial restraint and relying on settled precedent, although her originalist outlook and young age put her in the position to have a major impact on the court in years to come. Whether Hoosiers will name a bridge after her remains to be seen, but down in New Albany, Justice Barrett gives educators an opportunity to discuss Floyd County's favorite son. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.